The Prime Minister has outlined a government plan to have most Australian troops out of Afghanistan by the end of next year, a year earlier than the previous deadline. Julia Gillard has foreshadowed the position she'll take to next month's summit of allies in Chicago. But there is still a possibility that a contingent of special forces could stay in Afghanistan. The opposition is broadly on side, as are the Greens, though they maintain that the mission has been a failure and that Australian troops should be brought home even sooner. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The Prime Minister isn't wavering from her rock-solid bipartisan commitment for the war in Afghanistan.
We will not abandon this mission for which so many have worked so hard and for which some have lost so much.
But since her last progress report to Parliament 5 months ago, where she hinted the government may withdraw Australian troops from Afghanistan before the designated 2014 handover, Julia Gillard's now outlined an even earlier exit strategy.
This is a war with a purpose. This is a war with an end. We have a strategy, a mission, and a time frame for achieving it.
The new deadline for bringing most of the 1,550 troops home is the end of next year. The first could be back before the next election, as early as the end of this year, as Afghanistan starts taking control of Uruzgan province. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie, a former lieutenant colonel, says while that's good,
it's not quick enough, and it's still heavy with politics. It's all about the Prime Minister wanting to get this off the table as an election issue at next year's federal election.
We will have completed our training and mentoring mission. We will no longer be conducting routine frontline operations. The provincial reconstruction team will have done its job. The majority of our troops will have returned home.
Julia Gillard's pointed with optimism to the way the Afghan National Security Forces countered the insurgents' attacks a few days ago.
An encouraging sign for the future of the counterinsurgency and for the success of transition to Afghan security leadership.
The deal setting out Australia's future partnership with Afghanistan could be signed when she attends the NATO Leaders Summit in Chicago in just over a month. And that's where the Prime Minister says she'll argue for broad and substantial international support and outline what Australia's prepared to do on security, trade, cultural links and increased development assistance through to 2015-16 and beyond.
Australia will also be prepared to provide niche training to the Afghan National Security Forces after 2014. In future, we will support the proposed UK-led Afghan National Army Officer Academy. We will maintain a role providing training and support to policing in Afghanistan. And finally, as I have stated previously, we are prepared to consider a limited Special Forces contribution in the right circumstances and under the right mandate.
But after a decade-long fight in Afghanistan, the end is in sight.
I know that the peoples of the world's democracies want to see their sons and daughters return from war, and that is as it should be.
There are no objections from Tony Abbott, as long as Australia's defence chiefs consider the transition in Uruzgan can realistically start by the middle of next year.
I've been twice to Afghanistan. I've been lucky enough to talk to our senior commanders on the spot, to talk to our troops on the ground. They think they are doing very good work. They think that very significant progress has been made, is being made, will be made. We do have to respect their judgment, but I have no reason to think that it shouldn't be possible to finish the job sooner rather than later.
For new Greens leader Christine Milne, it's also a case of the sooner the better.
The war in Afghanistan has been a failure on just about every level. And from the Greens' point of view, it is time we brought the troops home safely. And we would like to see that withdrawal from Afghanistan start straight away, providing it can be done in a safe and well-managed way. We are concerned about the Prime Minister's statement that within the next 4 or 5 weeks, the Australian government will be entering into a strategic declaration with the government in Afghanistan. Now, the Karzai regime is a corrupt regime in Afghanistan. It's very clear on all levels.
Senator Milne wants Parliament to scrutinise the declaration before Australia signs on the dotted line with the Karzai government.
Alexandra Kirk.